some of the knowledge each of us has required has come to us through first-hand experiences. Anyone who has spent time at the beach, for example, has probably discovered for himself that, pleasant as it is to lie in the sun, a too long exposure to the sun causes a painful burn. And anyone fortunate enough to have a dog has probably learned on his own a great deal about the proper care and training of dogs. Most of our knowledge, however, we have acquired second hand through the spoken or written words of people who have had the first-hand experiences and have reported their findings and observations. It is through these reports and reports of reports that we have come to know the greater part of what we do know about people, places, and events of the past and the present. It is through these reports that we get most of the information we make use of in our everyday living. Interestingly enough, the very fact that language plays such a vitally important role in our acquiring knowledge may be at the bottom of a mistaken notion which many of us have, that the only function of language is to convey information, and that everything we read and hear is intended only to provide us with more facts to add to our store of knowledge. The truth is that the informative function is only one of several that language has, and the giving of information is only one of the purpose for which people speak and write. The other purposes that language has are to express feelings, to affect the feelings of others and to influence the actions of others. And what we must not forget is that language does several jobs at one time. Every time a person speaks or writes, he has only one purpose in mind. And his words do only one thing. They inform, express feelings, arouse feelings, or influence the actions of others. But this is rarely the cause. A speaker often has more than one purpose, though one may be uppermost in his mind, and his words usually do more than one job at the same time.